You are listening to the New Day of Hope broadcast with Helena and Glennis Langley. Enjoy.
We just want to welcome you back and to let you know that today is your day of breakthrough. God is about to do something great in your life right now. Amen.
Well, blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. We are so excited today that we can come and proclaim what doth saith the Lord. There is always a word from the Lord. Today we would love to go to the Gospel of Mark, the 9th chapter, chapter 9. I would really love to read from verses 14 all the way down to 32, but time won't allow us to do that. But by way of connection, we would love to read verse 23 as a connecting verse for today's word. And it says, Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. I'd like for the next few minutes to talk to you on the subject, walking in the faith life. Walking in the faith life. You know, my friends, faith indeed is a life. It is a life. Paul was well aware of that truth when he wrote in Galatians 2:20, he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And watch this. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loves me and gave himself for me. Faith is a life that we are asked to fight for. The Bible says in the book of Jude that we must contend for the faith. And that word contend in the book of Jude means to fight for the faith. We must fight for the faith because our life depends on that faith, because without it, we really cannot please God. And so if that is the case, then we have to fight for the faith. Faith is a life that we must walk in. The Bible says, we walk by faith and not by sight. Faith is a life that we are to live by. The Bible says that the just shall live by faith. And I just quoted a minute ago that without faith, it is impossible for any of us to please God. Without that, we cannot please God. The all things in our text in verse 23 does not always come simply for the ask. God is seeking to teach us the way of faith. And so in our walk of faith, there must be room for the trials of our faith. I love that I said, in our walk of faith, there must be room for the trials of our faith, because that's the only way we are going to know whether we are getting stronger and stronger in the faith. The trials of life, they must come. So to test our faith, to prove our faith, to try our faith. There must be room for the discipline of our faith. There must be room for the patience of our faith. There must be room for the courage of our faith. And so often many stages are passed before we realize what is the end of our faith, namely the victory of our faith. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. The real moral fiber of our faith is developed through the discipline of our faith. And I need to say that one more time to make sure you get in that. I said that the real moral fiber of our faith is developed through the discipline of our faith. So you have made your request. Let's say you have made your request of God. The Bible says, let your request be made known unto God. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Your request is made unto God, who has asked us to let our request be made known unto him. But the answer does not come when you really want it. And I know you know what I'm talking about, because oftentimes you pray and make a request before God and there is a need in your life, but the answer is not really coming. Or when the answer comes, it's not really what you was expecting. It is a different answer. So the question then is, what are we to do? That's a major question, because you have already made your request before God. You have already prayed and asked God for your blessing, but your blessing is not coming. And when something does come, it's not really what you want. So now you want to know, what should we do? Should I just go ahead and give up? The answer to that is no. Absolutely no. Should I just doubt God's power? And again, the answer to that is no. So what are we to do? I have the answer. Well, my friends, we must keep on, watch this, believing God's word. Glory to God. We must keep on believing God's word. The text that we read a minute ago tells us, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, not doubt, not to question God, but if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. So we have to keep on believing God's word. Never, never, never move away from God's word by what you see or by what you feel. No, man, we should never stray away, or we should never detour from the word of God by the things that we see or the way that we feel. No, but we are to stand firm in your position of your faith. Stand firm in the position of your faith. Now remember, we are working on disciplining our faith. So to doubt God or to give up will not help in that process. To doubt God or to give up will not help in the process of disciplining of our faith. Sometimes God delays purposely. And the delay, my friends, is just as much an answer to your prayers as the fulfillment when it comes. Because we pray and we want the answer right away. But God knows best. He knows what is good for me and when it is right for me. And so sometimes he will delay purposely. And the delay, my friends, is just as much an answer to your prayers as the fulfillment when the answer comes. In the lives of all the great Bible characters, God worked great things through them. Oh yes, if you are a Bible scholar, if you know the word of God, you will know that God worked mighty things through them. Men like Abraham, Moses, Elijah, and the list goes on and on. They were not great in the beginning, no, but they were made great through the discipline of their faith. That's how they were made great, because they learned how to discipline their faith, and so they became great. And so because they were disciplined, they were fitted for the position to which God had called them. So maybe God is calling you to a position, but God is waiting on you to discipline your faith so he can place you in that position for what he has in store for you. At one point, God told Abraham to leave his country, leave his family, leave his friends, to go to a place that Abraham knew nothing about. You know, that is strange, and I know how you and I would behave, how we would act if God is calling us to go, to leave home and just go to some place that you do not know about, but he will meet you there and he will tell you what he wants of you. Now, Abraham did not question God because he was disciplined in the faith life. And that's why he did not question God. He said, if God said it, I believe it. And that settles it all, my friends. So Abraham obeyed the voice of the Lord and did as God told him to do. In another instance is when God asked Abraham to offer his only son for an offering. Now, Abraham could have questioned God and say, well, Joe down the road has two sons. Let him offer one as a sacrifice, as an offering. But Abraham did not do that. The Bible tells us in Genesis 22 that Abraham woke up early next morning, saddled his donkeys, took his servant and took his son, and they went on the journey. Now, as they're approaching the place that God told him about, Abraham told the servants to stay here, and I and the lad will go up yonder and worship, and we will come again. Watch how his faith was disciplined. Abraham told the servants to stay here, and I and the lad will go up yonder and worship, and he told him that we will come again. Now, I know they were going to worship, and you think, well, at the worshiping time is, you want everybody to be there. You want everybody to come to worship. But I came to tell you today that sometimes you have to leave some people behind. Even when you are going to worship, you've got to leave some people behind because they are filled with demonic spirits, and that is going to hinder the movement of the Spirit of the Almighty God. Some people will hold you back and prevent you from surrendering your all to God and giving your in the worshiping of our God. He told Moses at one time to come up to the mountain and commanded him to be there. Come up to the mountain and be there. Moses had no question because Moses was disciplined in the faith life. He was disciplined in the faith life. When you are disciplined in the faith life, there is no more need for any question. Because if God is speaking, and if God is calling, and if God is challenging, then you know that everything is going to be all right. Glory to God. Now, when the Lord was training Joseph for the throne of Egypt, it was not the prison cell or the hard bed or the food that Joseph had to eat in Egypt that disciplined his faith. No, man, not that. That did not have anything to do with his faith being disciplined. His faith was disciplined because of the word that God had spoken in his heart and in his life even before that. And that word stayed with him. The Bible says that the word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. So when we hear the word and we hide the word in our hearts, we won't sin against God. The word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And so when we hear the word, we got to hide it because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by not the gossips and the and all the melees and the walla wallas you hear on a daily basis. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Remember, it is the discipline of our faith that is going to bring us into a knowledge of God and thus come into the victory that we are looking for and that we are longing for. Let me repeat that one more time. I said that we must remember that the discipline of our faith is that is going to bring us into a knowledge of God and thus come into the victory that we are looking and we are longing for. Everybody wants a victory from God. We are looking for victory. We are longing for victory. We do not want to discipline of our own faith. And so if our faith is not disciplined, then we are wasting our time to look for the victory and to long for the victory that God has promised. I told you earlier in this message that faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Time will not permit us again, my friends, to read Hebrews 11. But after this word, you can sit down and read Hebrews chapter 11. And every verse began by telling you what faith is. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence of things not seen. And through faith, it began to tell you what happened to this person, and what this person did, and what this person did, and what this person did, because their faith was disciplined. We must learn to discipline our own faith. We can do it, watch this now, by studying the word of God. The Bible says we must study to show ourselves approved unto God. Yes, we have to read, But you have to go deeper than just reading. You've got to study, because if we study the word of God, we will show ourselves approved unto God, and our faith will be disciplined. It comes by prayer. So we have to study the word of God, and we have to pray. Faith comes, I said earlier, by the hearing, and hearing of the word of God. Don't be a no faith person. Amen. We've got a whole lot of folk. They hear the word, but they are not disciplined in the word. And as a result, we become a no faith person. Don't be a little faith person, but strive to have great faith in our God, my friends. Strive every day for your faith to grow, and for you to grow in grace, and for you to grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So the question is, how is your faith life? Don't worry about the neighbor next door. We are talking about you and me. How is our faith life today? Do we have little faith? Do we have no faith? Or do we have great faith? I would challenge you, my friends, to discipline your faith. As you read the word of God and God reveals the truth of his word to you, to hide that word in your heart and to develop that kind of faith, to take God at his word and to see the wonder-working power of God manifesting itself in your hearts and in your lives, my friends. We got to live the life of faith. We've got to live that kind of life that will please God. And the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible for us to please God. Because he that cometh to God, he must believe that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The text we dealt with earlier says, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. That's when your faith is disciplined in the things of God, all things are possible. God bless you today, my friend.
I trust you are blessed by today's word. And if you have never accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you to do so, because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. The Bible says, today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart, because all we have is right at this very moment. We don't know about the next hour or the next second. So give Jesus a chance in your life. All you have to do is to acknowledge that you are a sinner and that you are in need of a Savior. Believe that he died and he rose again. And then you must confess him with your mouth. And the Bible says that you will be saved. It's very simple. Just call on him right where you are and he will save you. Praise God. So until then, God be with you.